This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Just wanna know how you feel. Wanna love that's so proud and real.
And I just spooked myself because I'm the reason for the season, because my voice is scary good. Boo! Trick or treat, give me something good to eat. I'm hungry and all I've had to eat is candy for the past 5 weeks.
5 weeks. So you started in not only mid-September, and that's why you're hungry, because all you're eating is sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's new with you?
It's funny.
It's not funny.
No, it's just interesting.
No, I'm just interesting.
Can you monologue for a second? I'm going to go get a coffee.
Are you kidding me? Are you actually shitting me? We have had... Okay, listeners, come on, settle in. Little Al Pacino, Gal Pacino is going to tell you a tale. We just sat down. We've been chatting for a bit before we started recording, and... Jeff actually asked, he's like, instead of recording at 11, can we do 11:15? We're getting time to set up, get ready. And he goes, I'm fully ready. We had maybe about 5 to 10 minutes of talking before recording started, and now he's getting a coffee. Of course he's getting a coffee. But we're here now, and that's fine.
Yeah, you know what the issue is? I have Slack open. I'm so scatterbrained right now. I have Slack open. Jake is texting me about other stuff. I have Zoom open, which is obviously an issue.
Not an issue. We're recording an episode.
What's that?
I said it's not an issue because this is what the priority is right now, because we're recording an episode.
Do you mind if I actually throw a couple one-liners at you? I'm putting together a stand-up set and I wanted to get your thoughts.
No, that's not the time this. That's not the time for this. Who's there?
Hey, it's the Fonz.
Not a one-liner if I have to respond to you. Not a one-liner, it's a three-liner. It's A, B, C.
Look, I'll admit, you know that Halloween's my favorite holiday.
I know, which is why I can't believe you're not as excited to record this episode.
I've been dealing with an issue. It's an issue of epic proportions. My Instagram account was not hacked, but I think they finally realized that I am a hack. And I lost it.
It'd be more exciting if it was hacked.
It would mean that I'm worth a damn if it was hacked, yeah. But yeah, no, it was disabled for no reason. I have never violated the terms of service. I don't post anything abusive, hateful, or nude.
You talk about your wagon a lot.
That's a euphemism. That's not bad. It's not a slur. You're also allowed, there's free speech. There's just not hate speech.
No, I know. But like, you talking about the wagon is kind of hate speech to some people.
To who?
To me.
Because my ass is fatter than yours.
Oh my God. This morning I was on the phone with Jeff and I'm like, dude, your Instagram. And he's like, yeah, the reason they gave is they said that like my account, I was impersonating someone else.
Well, I think they realized that I'm not secure. You know what I mean? Like, they realized that I wish I was someone better in a way.
Right. You wish that you weren't.
Well,
you.
And that, yeah, if I could step out of my skin for a second, which is obviously why I love Halloween. It's like, what if I was
just going to say that's Halloween.
What if I was a musician? What if I was like a chill, like with the hair and like, you know, with the skills.
With the hair.
Like, I could put together my own record during quarantine. But instead, what am I doing? I'm downing protein shakes in an effort to like myself more.
Well, Jeff, there is a night a year where you can be whoever you want.
Really?
Yeah. And that's All Hallows Eve. Jeffrey, what are you being for Halloween tomorrow?
I'm being Panic at the Disco.
So are you actually? I thought you were going to be a skeleton who went to Princeton.
Yeah, I thought that was dumb. I got a disco outfit. It's like a disco like shirt with like the pants and the platform shoes. And then I'm going to wear a mask. So it's Panic at the Disco.
You're going to, Like a COVID mask. That's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very good.
Well, I was really excited about posting a photo of just me in my backyard on Instagram with the caption, Panic at the Disco, so that people got it.
Yeah.
And now I can't because I don't have a fucking Instagram, man. Right?
Oh my God. That's right. Because no parties, no trick-or-treating, obviously, COVID. Yeah. So really, we're all getting dressed up to share photos of what everyone would have seen.
Right. Which is,
When Daniel and I were brainstorming costume ideas, he was just like, listen, he's like, I don't care what we are. Because at the end of the day, this is for your Instagram.
Jesus,
so
pretty brutal.
No, it wasn't brutal because he actually loves the costume.
No, that's
that he
like
picked.
Bullying.
It's not. It's not bullying. Thank you for asking. Daniel and I are going to be the musical Chicago.
Sure.
I am Roxy Hart, and Daniel will be the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
So
you've already
told me.
Otherwise, my reaction would be better.
No. I know. I'm telling the listeners. So basically, it's me in a full Roxy Hart flapper outfit doing the whole thing. Got a wig and everything.
Sure.
And Daniel in a Cubs shirt and hat holding a bean.
Just the one?
Just the
one. Is it a coffee bean or?
I haven't decided yet. We also may order deep dish on the night.
Damn, that'd be fun. Well, you should do the one where they ship it to you.
Oh, that's going to take far too long.
If you order it today, it'll probably get there.
Maybe. But anyway, but that's not what we're not talking about deep dish.
You
we're
brought
not
it
talking
up.
About Chicago.
You brought it up.
We're talking about no, but it's like at the end of the day, what do we talk about every day? All the day? What are we always thinking about all the day? All the live long day, all the time? Spirit Halloween stores.
We never talk about it.
That's what we're all thinking about. It's what we all wish we were talking about.
What are your experiences with Spirit Halloweens? I think it's a very divisive store.
I've never been to a Spirit Halloween.
You've never been to a Spirit Halloween?
No. And here's why. Because well,
Hailey.
Jeff dies.
I'm some weird combination right now of hyper and tired. It's like you've been staying up too late. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I brought up the Instagram thing not to complain about my Instagram, but to say that I was up late last night reading about ways to get it back. And then I woke up today in like a cold sweat at 8:30, which is way earlier than I normally go to bed or wake up. And so I'm just very tired. And I'm distraught
and scared.
But go on. You haven't been to Spirit Halloween.
So I haven't been to Spirit Halloween because growing up in LA, like there weren't the stores that I would go to. Have you ever heard of Oz? A-H-H-S? Or I think it's like A-A-H-H-S or something like that. So it's basically, it's the same kind of thing. It's like they have costumes, they have gag gifts. Like it's a similar kind of store.
Yeah.
They might be going out of business.
Year round,
I don't
or
know.
Is it a pop-up?
Year round.
Okay.
Year round.
Okay.
And okay. This might shock everyone a little bit, just like knowing me and, you know, kind of who I am, who I present to be. And I know this, Jeff, this is going to like blow your mind a little bit, something you don't know about.
Really?
Me. I'm a scared person. I'm a nervous, anxious person.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of rational fears, but one fear, it's like I get scared of Halloween decorations very easily because they look so fake. Like, I'm not scared that it's like, oh, that looks real, that's gonna get me. There's something about how fake they look that's really off-putting to me.
Like Uncanny Valley?
I don't know.
It's like animation that looks too lifelike. It's like the weird feeling you get when you watch Polar Express.
No, I'm down with that.
Okay.
But it's like, if I'm in a store, like, I remember going to the store with my dad, and my dad, like, because part of me was curious about it, but also very scared. And so it's like there was parts of the store that was like just costumes. But then you go into the other part that's like the decorations, the animatronics that like you pass by and the motion sensor and it jumps out at you.
Yeah.
And that because it's also packed. It's all packed together. So it's like nonstop. It's sure. just like endless rows and rows of all that being packed really closely together. And it scared me so much.
I don't think I understand the fear though. Like what's the fear of?
It's very unsettling. It's not like they're going to get me. It really creeps me out. I really don't like them. I love Halloween. I love dressing up. It's very, very fun. It's just those. So I'd be one to, I would rather order my costume like online and send it back if it didn't fit, because there's something about going to the stores. Like I don't like the smell of it, and every Halloween store smells the same.
It's like plastic.
Yeah, it just smells like plastic and fake hair.
Yeah,
and fur.
Sure.
And
mink
it's
scarves.
It's very overwhelming to me, and I don't. It's scary. I'm a little nervous, little. Fuck, honestly.
Yeah, we were walking in downtown LA once by the old HeadGum office, and we almost got mugged, and you stood up for me. You beat the shit out of the guy. You weren't scared at all. But then you walk into a Spirit Halloween, and you start crying.
Yeah, and I mean, that's about being a complicated woman. That's on being layered and complex.
That's on being layered.
And that's on layers, honey. That's on being layered Hamilton. What about you, Spirit Halloween?
I never thought we'd have a layered Hamilton reference on this show. I love Halloween stores.
I love Spirit Halloween. I love how shitty it is. It's like, you know, the
Spirit Halloween's a pop-up, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a yearly pop-up. They take the place of like, you know, old, big box stores that are either empty or whatever, like just corners of other stores. It's such a strange business model, but I'm sure they make so much money. I think I always loved going to Spirit Halloween or whatever the Halloween store was, Party City, etc. when I was young, picking out my costume because, you know, otherwise you'd have to order from the catalog.
I loved a catalog.
I liked looking through the catalog and then going to Party City or Spirit Halloween and finding the one, the SKU, the unit number, the ID, the costume for me. I was a Mortal Kombat fighter and I'd never played the game.
Are you serious? I was just about to ask, what were some highlights of costumes that you got from there?
That's true. I ended up playing the game, but it was rated M and I was like 8, so my mom didn't let me for probably good reasons. But yeah, it was great. The smell
is
horrible.
At it. She's like, there's no point in him playing it.
He'll never get good.
Himself.
He'll never make money off of it.
Yeah.
To me, it's not Halloween if you don't go to a Party City or a Spirit Halloween. And I've always said that.
Your literal mantra. It's not Halloween if you don't go to Party City or Spirit Halloween.
I say that in February.
You say it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's your card to your lover.
Absolutely.
She gives you a card and she's like, Jeff, our time together is so special. You make every day feel like Valentine's Day.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Let's say it at the same time. Three, two, one. It's not Halloween if you don't go to Spirit
City. You make every day feel like Valentine's Day. So
I break up with you. I break up with you.
Should we take a break and then get into it?
Let's take a break.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter. The sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it. But I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 24 subscriptions.
Oh my God,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Jeffrey, we're back. That was so good. I'm like killing it today.
Not really.
In terms of like the music, really.
It was sharp. It was sharp. Mm. And then like you are like a good singer or whatever.
Read your review. Read your review.
Are you kidding me?
Read your review about Spirit. Jeffrey.
Okay, this is 1 star from Dave A.
Anne of Green Gables.
Dave Anne of Green Gables for Spirit Halloween in... Fuck. Where is this? Dublin, California. I don't know where that is.
I don't either. I didn't know that existed.
I would give them 0 stars if I could. Everybody always says that.
Mm-hmm.
Our street is clearly marked for more than 1.2 miles. No trucks, dead end, no turnaround, and one lane road. Why a driver of Spirit Halloween's would come up our street at 10 p.m. on Monday, October 1st, proceed to trespass and back into my chained driveway, break the chain, and drive off without an apology or anything blows my mind. Boycott their stores! All caught on my cameras. Tried calling them to chat, but just got the runaround from them. And then there's like their cameras in their yard, like footage, and it's a Spirit Halloween branded truck breaking through their gate just to turn around. And it's so clearly a back like country road.
What are you talking about? I feel so bad for them. But I love that it's like I love that it's not like this unmarked car. Like it is clearly a Halloween.
It's such a funny visual. We'll put it on the Instagram.
That's so good. It's like they're like, it's Halloween. It's October 1st. Like, it's Halloween, fuckers.
It's a guy living alone in his little like house. Sorry about that. Hey, happy Halloween, right? Tis the season.
It's October 1st. You just broke my gate.
I'm sorry. I didn't see the gate. And then when I did, I kept going.
The gate has 5 chains on it, padlocked, a big sign that says no trespassing.
Well, my truck says Spirit Halloween in big letters. So
I can see. Okay, great. Okay, well then, you know what? I'm going to need to call your supervisor at Spirit Halloween.
Please don't do that. I'll do anything.
Okay, will you pay for my driveway to get fixed?
I'll do almost anything.
Okay, give me the number, please.
The number? Oh, the number, yeah. 1-800?
Mm-hmm.
555?
You know what? I'm just going to look up Spirit Halloween.
No, then there might be a number, and then I'm worried.
There we go.
You'll shoot.
Here's the number.
No,
all right.
Please,
you know what? What's your name?
What's your name?
My name is Doug.
My name is Doug.
It's not Doug. All right, let me look at the back. And it says your driver number. Okay,
no,
I you know, I don't know if I need your name.
Wrong.
I just
that
have your number.
That actually is wrong.
Why would I believe you?
Because I'm Doug. Doug to Doug?
No,
that number is wrong.
No, you're not. I'm Doug.
I'm Doug. Two.
Doug, too.
I'm also Doug, too.
Listen, I'm calling this number. You can stay here. You can leave. I have the plate. I have your number, your driver's number. Okay, so.
All right, I'll just take a couple deep breaths then.
Could you not do it right in my ear, please?
Sorry. Hello? Yeah, Spirit Halloween.
Hello, hi. I'm so sorry to... No, actually, I'm not sorry. I don't know why I'm apologizing. My wife tells me I need to stop apologizing more. But
what's the issue?
Hi, one of your drivers for your store just fully backed into my driveway and broke my chains and my gate. And just to make it, just to flip around.
I'm so sorry about that.
You know what? Thank you.
Did you get his name?
Well, I have the number. I have his kind of driver's number that he has on the back of the truck. And it is H28527.
Okay.
I asked for his name and he asked me for my name.
Yeah.
I gave him my name and he said, that's also my name. And I don't think that's true.
Oh, you know what? This is Doug too.
Sorry?
This is our worst driver. His name is Doug too.
His name is, is it
his
like
name is
Roman
also
numeral?
Doug too.
Is it the number? Is it Roman numeral?
Oh, you know what? Can I put you on a brief hold?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's kind of nice.
What did they say?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't believe you. It Doug too. Is that a family name? Or...
Two is, yeah, that's my last name.
Two is? Yeah. Your last name is Two?
My name is also Doug Two, and I go by my middle name, Doug. Because also Two is an insane name, obviously.
All right, well, listen, man, you don't have to stay long. I'm just going to be on hold and making sure that I, maybe not out of your pocket, but that Spirit pays for this.
I'm afraid I can't let you get any money from Spirit. Because Spirit is like, it's what fuels my spirit. I've been working at Spirit for 12 years.
And you're how old?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 30.
You look
30.
Like you're maybe 24. Oh, well, sorry. Well, you look great for your age.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a really, 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 really long skincare routine.
God, I don't want to ask what you do and how long
creams,
it is.
Creams, scrubs, lathering it all into my eyes.
Into your eyes.
I have sunken eyes, so I have to rub them on my eyelids.
I can see that. Okay. Yeah,
excuse me, are you there? Are you still there?
Hello, yes. I basically just wanted to call and ask if you would pay for the damages.
Yes, of course. No, how much do you think the damages are? Just ballpark.
I would say about $850.
Okay, we'll do, what you want to round it up to a clean
$10,000? Yeah, that sounds amazing. If you could give me $10,000 to pay for my driveway, that'd be incredible.
I cannot do that. I cannot do that. I have to forward it to my
Spirit.
Supervisor. But from Spirit, yeah.
That's totally fine. Oh my God. Thank you so much. That'd be amazing.
It might actually be closer to the $850. It'll be anywhere from $850 to $10,000.
That's fine. I mean, like $850 will cover it. So as long as it's between that range, that works for me.
The likelihood of it being $850 is very slim. The likelihood of it being $10,000 is much higher.
That's incredible.
We have so much money. You ask us in October, we're swimming in it. If you had asked us in July if we could do this, we would not be able to afford it.
It's because of Halloween. It's because of the season.
No, I never thought about it like that. I thought it was just kind of Q3 was huge for us.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's because you're a Halloween pop-up,
right? What's he saying?
He's sorry, Doug, too. You really are so close to my ear. I can feel the heat of your breath.
Sorry, Doug.
It's okay. He's saying that he'll give me money. He'll give me actually even more money than I need.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So thank you so much. We can all disperse, you know? Thank you again.
I need to get some information It's not going to be easy.
Of course. Sorry, so, wait, it's not going to be easy?
It's going to be slow, but it's going to be easy and painful. What's your name?
My name is Doug Jones.
Doug Jones. And it's not Doug 1.
It's obviously not Doug 1. Just because his name's Doug 2 does not make me Doug 1.
Yeah, I think that's what got me all turned around. Sorry. So it's Doug Jones. Should we mail this to you? We could give it to Doug 2. He could kind of come pick it up and drop it off later today.
You know
today.
What? Would love for Doug 2 to not be handling $10,000.
Yeah.
You just said he's your worst driver.
Can I level with you?
Sure.
We have the most important election in our nation's history coming up in 8 days, right? So.
I know.
I just feel like
I voted early.
Okay, but not everybody has some people are absentee. You have obviously military service members who need to mail in their ballots. So for you to use the USPS for this kind of thing just feels a little bit gauche to me.
I'm not trying to be gauche. I'm not trying to be gauche. You could. No, Doug, too. Come back. Hey, buddy, come here. It's not ghosts. It's gauche. Also, you work for Spirit Halloween. How are you scared of the word gauche, which sounds like ghosts?
I'm a driver. I don't see the scary stuff.
So you've never looked in what's in the back of the truck?
I've never had to.
Well, come on. Let's... sorry, sir, on the phone. I never got your name.
Oh, my name?
Yeah.
It's Doug 3.
Doug. God, of course it is. Okay, well, I just asked Doug's, right? Doug 3.
No, my name is Doug 3.
I know. Doug 3, can I put you on hold, Doug 3?
You can, yeah.
Okay.
We might have to pay you more.
You might.
We just came into a lump sum. We have so much money and we don't know what to do with it.
No.
You sound like a really nice person.
I try to be. I really do try to be. That's kind of like what I want to be remembered for is being kind. And that's kind of what I'd say at parties.
Sure.
Actually, if you want to stay on the phone, I'm gonna bring Doug 2 to the back of the car. You know, help him get over his fears. Maybe I don't have time. I have time.
Wait, no, do not do that.
Look, come Absolutely on, let's do it. I've put your volume down a little bit. Can't
do
hear.
Not
it.
Do that.
All right, Doug 2, come on, let's go check it out. I want to. You know, if your car's already backed up in the driveway, it'll be super easy.
Are you sure?
Give the key. Let's. Yeah. I mean, what? It can't possibly be anything real or scary. It's just. Decorations, costumes, right?
I don't know. I just get in the car.
What do you think you're transporting?
I don't know. dead bodies.
You've been working for Spirit Halloween skeletons. For 12 years, and you don't know what you're transporting. You say that spirit is your spirit. Those are your words. And you don't think that you're transporting Halloween items?
Look, to work for a living is to be good, and I strive to be good. So spirit is my spirit because it feeds my spirit, because I put the work in. I really do. I don't know what's in the truck. I don't need to know what's in the truck. But
open the truck.
Open it.
Doug, too, open your eyes. It's fine.
The hell is this?
Look, it's just a bunch of, you know, there's some fake rubber bats, a couple clowns, and one giant skeleton. It's all fake. It's all fake. Just go give it a poke.
He pokes the skeleton.
Did you see that?
What, see what?
It freaking moved on me.
Doug, too, what are you talking? Come on, it's just a really good animatronic.
There is no power outlet on the truck.
It has batteries. It must. Come on, go check the back of the skull or something.
He checks the back of the skull.
Did you even try the back of the skull or did you just look at it?
I closed my eyes. I was too scared.
Doug, too. You need to open your... Hey, Doug 3, can you give him a little encouragement here?
Don't let him see what's in there.
Sorry, Doug 2, I put you off speaker. What are you talking about? Don't let him see what's in there.
Mr. Spirit accidentally committed vehicular manslaughter nearly 24 hours ago. Have you seen Succession?
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, it's one of HBO's finest.
You didn't hear any of this from me, and you didn't hear it at all. But we sent Doug, our worst driver, to kind of... fix a problem, if you know what I mean.
You sent Doug 2 to get rid of a body.
A skeleton.
That Mr. Spirit killed. Sorry, yes. So the owner of Spirit Halloween's last name is Spirit?
Yes.
Guess what his first name? It can't be Halloween.
Doug.
No, it's not! We can't all be named Doug!
It's a fortunate coincidence, but Doug needs to get where he's going.
I have to call the cops. This isn't right.
You're not going to call the cops.
What? Is that a threat?
It's not anything, but you're not going to call the cops.
I'm...
Put me on speaker.
Okay, here you go.
Doug, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you know what you have to do?
Yes.
Okay, then do it.
Okay.
He takes the skeleton, hands it to you.
What are you doing? No!
Quickly closes the thing, gets the car.
Oh my God! Oh my... Doug 3, are you still on the line? God damn it! Throw the phone down. No!
Cops come up.
God damn it. I just blacked out for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. My review. This is for the Spirit Halloween in Marina del Rey.
I've been
California.
To that one.
California. This is from Marissa B.
Basketball. Marissa Basketball.
Is all of that the last name?
Yes.
Okay, this is from Marissa Basketball. Marissa Basketball. 5 stars. Okay. Absolute fun place to go to celebrate Halloween and prepare to have fun. I bought a ton of stuff here at 50% off for next year and got the cutest outfits ever. I stocked up pretty crazily, I must say. I also got a cute Ouija board blanket at half off, and it looks extremely cool for nights at the beach, and I also stocked up on tons of goodies. The costumes I purchased are also great for work clothes or just to play dress up in ordinary life. I am glad I shopped here when I did. Sizes were limited, so it's great to come early to shop.
Patricia, you wanted to see me? Boss?
Yeah. Yes. Katie, thank you so much for coming in. I know we have a busy work day ahead of us. Can you tell me the date? Yep, that's exactly. Can you tell me the date? I need you to read the calendar on my desk, and I want you to tell me what day it is.
March 9th.
Absolutely. It's March 9th. Isn't it a beautiful spring day outside?
It really is. I mean, those petunias are blooming.
They really are. They really are. And we have all... Please stop licking your hand.
Paw.
This is exactly why I brought you in.
Katie? I know what this is about. I know what this is about.
Really? Okay, great. So we can fix it right here and now.
I fudged a little on my expense reports. And for that, I'm sorry, but you have to admit that I was kind of snubbed for that promotion. Right? So right. I think it's fine that I got a lunch.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring you about that today. Listen, you are one of our best employees here.
Thank you.
Right.
Is that all?
Nope. That's absolutely not it. I did not bring you in here to tell you that. Come with me to this window in my office. Yep. Come with me in this window. Look out at everyone working.
Yeah.
All your coworkers.
Sure.
What do you see?
I see a bunch of people dressed sort of bland. Obviously, yeah, Robert's been on the fritz. I think, I mean, you don't have to confirm or deny, but I think he's on the outs.
Deny.
Are you asking me if I had to fire somebody, who I would fire? Because it's Robert.
Nope. I'm asking, what do you see people wearing? And you said everyone's dressed a little bland.
A little bland. A lot of browns, a lot of grays, a lot of navies.
Some people might call them neutrals. Some people might call them...
Well, they're neutrals, but they make me feel negative. So I don't think they're net neutral.
Katie, you're wearing a sexy Tigger costume at work, right?
Sure.
Obviously, that's inappropriate. I can't believe that you are a 35-year-old woman and I had to bring you into my office to let you know that this is absolutely inappropriate. You need to go home and change right now.
Well, let's figure this out, because there has to be a world where I don't have to go home and change.
Nope, there is. That is the only solution. We're not going to figure it out. You are at work. You have a springy tail that you think you can bounce on, but it just looks like you're kind of dropping it low in the cubicle.
I truly don't see how my outfit is any more offensive than Robert's. He's wearing the most pleated slacks I've ever seen. It's pleated like 18 ways in the front.
That's fine. It doesn't matter if it's boring. We're at work.
He looks like he has a front ass.
You are showing your full ass. You are wearing tiger stripe chaps.
Sure.
Assless.
Okay.
You have the Tigger face paint on going, whenever an email comes in. Katie, it is March. It is not Halloween. I'm not trying to, like, if this was Halloween and you were at a party, I think you would win a costume contest. But
thank
we are
you.
At an accounting firm. Yeah, you can go home, get changed into something more appropriate, and come back.
I don't know. I mean, we got to figure this shit out, because to me, that's not an option. To you, that seems like the only option, but there has to be a middle ground.
There is no other option, Katie. I am your boss. I am telling in the handbook what everyone had to read when they came in here. It gave strict dress code guidelines. We have a casual Friday every week, but that's so people can wear jeans.
Okay, well, you know what? I saw Robert wearing jeans on a Thursday, and when I asked him about it, he said, oh, I thought it was Friday. Guess I'll just wear my normal thing tomorrow to make up for it. So how is that any different than me bending over near the water cooler to get Tyler's eyes on my ass?
Do you hear yourself when you talk?
I
Did
black
you hear
out
any
because
of that?
I'm so nervous and I hate confrontation. I'm good at it, but I hate it.
You're not good at it. You're being really combative, and I don't know how I haven't fired you yet. Katie, if you don't go
fired
home in the next
me
hour...
for
Katie,
showing my ass to the company? Do you know how crazy you sound?
Again, are you listening to yourself? Showing your ass to the company is not what we're about here. We have very important clients coming in 20 minutes, and this could be a really, really big get for us.
I don't know what to say. I mean, flaunt your shit all the time. You're in your office.
Excuse
you don't even,
me?
You don't even put your blinds down, and you're like fucking like checking yourself out to get taking selfies sometimes.
That's none of your business, Katie.
Also, your pants are very revealing as well. Just because they cover your ass doesn't mean that we can't see that dump truck badonkadonk. This is an ass company. It really is.
Just as she's saying, dumb trunk, badonkadonk, a very, very old couple walks in. They're like, well, I hope we're in time for our meeting. Oh, Katie, you need to go to your cubicle right now. You need to get Robert because these are his potential clients, and you need to stay in your cubicle during this meeting. This could not be more important.
If you think that Robert's going to nail this deal, you've got another thing coming. Let me make a little bet. If Robert books this deal, I will go home and change. Or honestly, I'll quit. You'll never have to hear from me again. But
great.
If he doesn't book this deal, I get to wear whatever I want, whenever I want. And everyone else has to as well.
Everyone has to wear what they want?
Yeah.
If Robert doesn't book a deal, everyone is forced to wear what they would like to wear.
100%.
Fine.
Cut to after the deal. He didn't close it.
Company meeting right now.
Get to the meeting.
Everyone is in assless chat. A couple days ago, I made a deal with our coworker, Katie. No paperwork was signed. I was very stressed out. And so I'll be rescinding my half of the deal. Everyone must go back to wearing what's appropriate to wear to work.
Everybody starts getting up in arms. No, but you said no way. No,
no, throwing paper at her. Stop it. Stop it. I have had enough of looking at everyone's bare moons all day, every day for the past week. Okay? Guys, what are we doing? What have we come to? We are the best accounting firm this side of the Mississippi.
Somebody pushes their glass up. Actually, there's no proof proving that we can do math better than anyone else, any of our competitors. It's more of like a personal relationship thing. Just like
Ian, sit down.
I am sitting. Yes, sorry.
Everyone, if you don't cover your asses right now, we'll never be able to cover our asses and get this spotlight off of us. Did you see this? I'm throwing newspapers into the crowd. The town is writing articles about how we're the ass company of Missouri.
So a stranger walks in. Excuse me. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting a company-wide meeting. Are you, who's in charge? Who do we talk to about new accounts?
Me. Hi.
I mean, I guess I can do it here in front of everybody. I am the financial representative for Coca-Cola Local.
Everyone sorry, starts sitting up in their seats.
We recently heard that you guys are the ass accountants.
Oh no, I'm so sorry that we're trying to rebrand. That's not us, or I would like it not to be.
Oh, that's a bummer. Because if you I think we were wondering. We're trying to move Coca-Cola up here, and we wanted to land our entire parent company to your guys' accounting firm. If you guys had the bandwidth, but if you guys aren't showing your asses, then I think we're just gonna
wait. I looked at the crowd, my eyes getting very wide. We are, I misspoke. I said, we are not trying to rebrand.
I'm just a little confused though, because you're wearing a full pantsuit and that's not really what we want.
I mean, I don't have to be. I try and rip them off like they're going to be a pair of pull-offs, but they just tug on me. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work out then.
No, I dropped my pants.
Hey, you got the account. We're officially moving Coca-Cola's entire headquarters over here.
Everyone start shaking their
asses. Shaking their ass towards each other.
Happy Halloween.
It's still March 9th. It's like March 13th or whatever. Should we do our last segment?
Yeah.
This should be all week long.
George and I got a bar. We got a home bar, and it's ideal because he's a mixologist. He makes cocktails all the time. Follow him at Secrete George Saba. Secreat.
He needs to George change Saba. That name.
He loves it.
No.
It's like a nice little communal corner of our living room, dining room area.
It looks really good.
Yeah, I had to kind of, I don't have an Instagram, like I said, so I posted about the bar on the review Instagram. So it's very cool. It's like atomic modern, and we're going to dress it up.
I think that's great. That's very exciting. I love how it looks already. What's been shaking me? I went to Joshua Tree, and I am scared of heights. What's really cool about Joshua Tree, for people who love this, and I wish I did love it more than I do enjoy it, but I wish I wasn't as scared, is bouldering and scrambling on rocks and stuff like that. Because I have bad knees. I have bad knees and weak ankles. So, you know, it's fine. I don't trust my legs enough. And getting up, climbing is easier than getting down. So
sure.
Daniel's like a mountain goat. He could just go up things very, very quickly. Same with Robert. And one thing, I did make it to the top, and that was an easier climb. But it's the getting down that's like, okay, you know, it's like putting, you know, just trust your feet, trust your balance. Cut to me just on my ass, scooching down the entire time, burrs and like dust.
I'm scared.
And like under my
breath, I'm anxious.
I was literally going like, okay, come on, you can do it. Come on, Antoine. And get to the bottom, and Daniel gave me a high five. He's like, you did it. I'm like, yeah, it was super fun and easy for me.
That was chill. I'm outdoorsy.
That was nothing. That was nothing. I'm
that
free solo.
That took everything out of you, and you're like, I free soloed the bish.
I free soloed the bish. And like, it's like your ass is dusty. No.
What's that?
So it was very fun. We'll go back again. It was an amazing time.
I'm jealous.
And
I really am.
Tomorrow's Halloween-y.
I'm going to amend my what shook me. It's okay. Going to be short. But John Walker from Panic at the Disco, back when they were actually good, released an acoustic cover of It's Almost Halloween.
That's really good.
And it made my fucking life. So if you like Panic at the Disco, go check that out. It's on his YouTube page.
Let's thank our VI podcasts.
Thank you to Aaron Carrico,
Adam Shea,
Agent Michael Skarn,
Alex McCullough,
Alex Watts,
Alton Burkholder,
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell,
Anthony Amadeo,
Austin Boston Charleston Schuster. God.
God damn it, Bagadoo.
Bob Buell,
Brad Hild,
Brandon Long,
Brendan Metz,
Cameron Bradley,
Jason Bales,
Chris Forgash,
Christian B,
Clarestory Magazine,
Connor Finnegan,
Dakota Cahill,
Dan Rice,
Daniel L. Hodson,
Dr. Eags,
Elliot Settle,
Elliot Sloma,
Eric Crust,
Fancy Octopus,
Garrett Glasbergen,
Jeff Hodgson,
Hallie,
Isaac Fletcher,
Jackson Ansel,
Jackson Martin,
Jacob Kachuk,
Jake Ratiff,
Jake Ullman,
James Chilcott,
Jamie Poncia,
Jared,
Jason Araya,
Jasper Hoffman,
Jesse Tipton,
Joel Anderson,
Jonas Sanchez,
Josh Tischler,
Caleb Luster,
Kerwin,
Kevin Sunt,
Colby Hollis,
Cokehead.co.
God damn it. Christian Barron,
Lauren Millang,
Malik,
Mark Priest,
Mark Spaulding,
Matt Box,
Matt C, aka Maddie Kritz,
Matt Molnar,
Matthew Lizama,
Michael Eback,
Michael Rowland,
Nate Porteous,
Nicolaj Biergard,
Noel Samudo,
Nolan Murphy,
P,
Phoenix McVernon,
Quinn Simmons,
Rob Moon,
Robert Fridge,
Sabrina,
Sam Adams,
Sam Braden,
Sarah Girardo,
Sarah J. Hunt,
Sarah Kilduff,
Space Ant,
oh my god, Stefan,
Stephanie Cass,
Theodore Geisen,
Will Busey,
Will Phillips,
Xander Madsen,
and Yarrow Edie.
Thank y'all so much for supporting.
We just posted a form for all our VI podcasts to order your Cameo shout out videos, as well as if you would like to order a Patreon exclusive Garmin dyed hoodie. You can place your order via the same exact form. So that's on our Patreon. And if you aren't subscribed to our Patreon, it would like access to monthly comedy sketches, live streams, the access to vote on review episode topics, access to old review ad reads, such as Riley's Jason Mraz cover or the pirate sketch. They're all up there. And as well as on the VIP podcast tier, you get your name shouted out on the podcast like we just did, access to VIP Zoom parties, as well as access to purchase a VIP exclusive Patreon Garmin dyed hoodie. So the URL for that is patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. Thank you guys so much for listening to this bonus episode of Review. We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
All right. And happy Halloween. Be safe. Okay.
Be safe. Be smart. Don't die. And it'll be good.
You can follow Jeff at I am Jeffrey. We'll see about your Instagram.
Still plug it. It's fine.
I'm Jeffrey James on Instagram. Don't play no James on Twitter. Find us at Review on Instagram. Review Show on Twitter. Reddit r/ReviewReview.
You can follow Riley at Riley Anspa on Instagram. At Riley Coyote on Twitter. And what's your TikTok?
I don't use it.
Then follow
post.
Me on TikTok because I'm using it so much, man. And now I don't have Instagram. So don't follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok at I am Jeffrey James.
And we'll catch you Tuesday.
Arrivederci.
Gee.
That was a HeadGum original.